The U.S. Trade Representative's General Counsel, Stephen Vaughn, says NAFTA is outdated as well as unbalanced, with a U.S. trade deficit to the tune of $600 billion with its NAFTA partners the last 10 years. Vaughn says his boss, OTR head Robert Lighthizer, agrees with the president.
Ambassador Lighthizer agrees strongly with the president's view that the current version of NAFTA is a bad deal for America.
Flanked by industry representatives from agriculture, automotive manufacturers, and commerce, Senator Cornyn took official testimony that painted a much different picture of the embattled trade deal.
There's little doubt that Texas will be a major loser should the United States elect to pull out of NAFTA.
Texas Association of Business CEO Jeff Mosley says the state enjoys an $11 billion trade surplus with Mexico, that a million jobs in the state rely on trade with that country, and that NAFTA has created 190,000 jobs in Texas. Russell Boehning with the Texas Farm Bureau says farm income dropped 50% the past 4 years, the largest since the Great Depression, and right now is not the right time to close markets.
A full withdrawal of the U.S. from NAFTA would devastate the entire agriculture community and would cause severe economic harm to our economy. We must make certain that this does not happen.
Speaking with reporters after the hearing, Cornyn said these days trade is getting a bad rap.
But NAFTA is not a dirty word, and we ought to tell the story, because I think the story is a very positive one.
Paul Flav, Texas Public Radio News.